Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff, here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we have Seth Habagger with us.
Good morning, everyone.
We got the gang together. All right. We're going to have some fun today, or we're going to get in trouble. One or the other.
Or both.
Maybe. Maybe a little both.
Yeah.
Maybe a little column A, a little column B. Find out with us as we get you ready for your weekend today. Lots of great things going on. In just a little bit, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar. Looking forward to that. I also want to touch on something with you guys right away. A holiday here in Wisconsin that I was not aware of.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I want to get into that with you guys, too. So that's coming up.
Nice.
8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And a little after that, we're going to play Star of the Day with our friends from Culver's. Give you an opportunity to win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. And we'll be doing that Christmas style.
Christmas style.
Ooh. Christmas movie time, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We're going to play a quote from a famous Christmas movie. You call up and if you get the answer right, boom, just like that, you are going to win yourself some free Culver's. We got one of your dinners covered this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Although I suppose if you just wanted to hog it yourself, like you could have two meals from out of it. It's not like I've thought about this. It's not, not at all. Not at all.
You might have. You might have. That sounded pretty specific.
I didn't mention bacon cheeseburger. I didn't.
That's true. You didn't.
That would have clinched it.
Yeah.
Also, in the 9 o'clock hour, not only good stories of the day that I write stories and some fun stories that we have lined up for you, we have something really cool that we are doing with our friends at Quality Foods IGA, Seth.
Yes. So we got such a great response from our turkey giveaway for Thanksgiving. Well, we're going to do it again, but this time, guess what? We're giving away ham.
Ham.
A Christmas ham. We're going to ham it up. This is
yes, and it's
basically the same format. We're going to be asking Christmas food type trivia questions.
Mm-hmm.
James will let you know when you can call in for that. And then when we get the caller and the first answer that is correct, you will be a qualifier to win a big old Christmas ham from Quality Foods.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Big shout out to our friends at Quality Foods. Really appreciate them. Love working with them. Love shopping over there. Great place.
It is indeed.
The one over by us here and everything, that's where I get all my deli stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
their
deli's
wonderful.
Yeah,
yes.
It's really good. Appreciate them and appreciate being able to give away ham.
Ham.
Ham. That's great. It's awesome. That's fun. Be listening for that in the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Before we get too far ahead, let's go ahead and talk and catch up with everybody. Melissa, how are you doing?
Oh, doing okay. We had a little bit of sickness in our house, but I'm so far holding out.
I feel for everybody over there and everything, but I did want to check on you, so that's good to hear. Very good to hear. especially, I look at these last weekend, this weekend, kind of like a chance for you to kind of catch your breath a little bit. You just had a real busy couple of weeks there during November, so good to hear. Very, very good to hear. Anything fun, exciting this weekend other than healing?
Well, no. All of our plans were canceled.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. As soon as I asked, I'm like, oh, just foot and mouth. That really means a lot with me because with my size,
with your
shoes,
yeah, right.
My foot and my
dedication.
Mouth.
Dedication.
It's a real problem. We're hoping everybody feels better over there real soon.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to just rest up and heal and hope for a better week ahead.
Right yes.
On. Right on. Seth, how about you? How's it going?
We're doing back to normal, actually, because since we had the illness in our house last week. So now we are just basically back to the way everything should be. The kids are back in school and everything is kind of, we're not getting ready for Christmas now, getting our decorations together. We're looking for our tree. Very soon we're going to get our tree. So that's good. That's always a highlight. So yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So is it my turn to be sick next?
I hope not.
Wait, from you to Melissa.
Nope. Well, I never got sick yet. So.
Well,
not
and
the household.
Pass.
The
His
household.
Household didn't pass to mine because we're dealing with something different here.
Yeah, that was
yeah. Everybody, just keep up on those immune systems. Keep yourselves healthy. Get some vitamin D in your life.
Wash your hands.
Yes, please wash your hands.
Yes.
All those things. Goes a lot farther than we realize.
Yes, it does.
I wanted to touch on something real quick. So I came across this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which one of my favorite papers. Look at it every morning. Big shout out to Amy Schwab. Does some really good reporting over there. And, yeah, I have never heard of this before. St. Nick's Day.
Mm. Oh.
Have either of you heard of this?
Maybe. It depends on
potentially.
Potentially.
Okay. It's a pre-Christmas tradition popular in Wisconsin when kids wake up to find candy and treats in their stockings. It's coming up December 6th. And those who are in charge of filling those stockings are probably wondering what candy Wisconsin kids are excited about. I'm going to tell you what candy that is. But first, what the what? What the what? How has this been going on? I've been in this state for over 20 years, and I've never heard of it. I swear, I've never heard of this.
I know growing up, that's where I first heard about it. My parents found out about it somewhere. St. Nicholas Day is December 6th, and we found out that there is a tradition, I think in Germany.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it's either German or Dutch.
It's either German or Dutch. It might be Dutch. You might be right on that, Melissa, because what we did is put our shoes outside of our door.
Yep.
And then Santa, St. Nick, would put a little treat in there, so maybe some candy in your shoe. When you wake up in the morning, hey, you got some stuff in your shoe there.
Are you guys joking with
me?
No. Seriously.
Yes. It's a serious thing.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
How have I gone this far and never heard of this? I love candy. I like candy. Why would I not? I'm feeling a little left out. I can't remember the last time I felt that way. It's really weird.
It's a fun little pre-Christmas thing. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
So there is a million different directions I can go with this. Mm-hmm. So don't ask me why I'm choosing this way. But with the different bits and everything that we have to deal with anti-Semitism lately, and especially yesterday with all the conversation that went on with it because of a silly conversation that was going on with some people that I'm not even going to mention because they don't deserve me to mention them.
Mm-hmm.
I got some more stuff yesterday, and some of my students did, and we were talking and everything. And then, like, a couple hours later, I'm just doing a little bit of homework for a couple of interviews today, and I see this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I'm reading it and everything, and I'm thinking in my head, if Jews controlled anything, we'd control holidays, and we'd have better ones. Much, much, like, I love our holidays, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But we'd have stuff like this. Like, this is like, we got chocolate-covered coins, you know?
Yeah, those are wonderful.
Hey, have fun. Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Like, one or two, that's it.
Because they're not dark chocolate.
If we had any control over anything, I mean, we'd certainly be having better holidays and more candy in them, and I would have known about this holiday, St. Nick's Day. I'm very frustrated right now.
Yes.
Online bulk candy store, candystore.com, did a survey of 16,000 customers and reached out to candy manufacturers and distributors to determine each state's favorite Christmas candy. And they published the results in a map that I can tell you guys what it's all about and what it looks like and everything. And as far as when Wisconsin, Wisconsin's favorite festive candy is Starburst Merry Mix.
Ooh.
Merry Mix.
I'm not familiar with that one. And mm-hmm. I thought this was a little weird. And yesterday when Terry and I were talking about this and we found that Starburst was the number one candy in Wisconsin, both of us were a little dumbfounded. I love Starburst.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I don't know. I never really thought of it as a big candy here in Wisconsin. But it's seeming to look...
Christmas time.
Apparently, yeah.
It's made inroads. Yeah,
it's really looking like it. And certainly there are a lot of peppermint bark and other different candies that are really big. But yeah, Starburst Merry Mix, biggest one in this state.
Oh, wow.
And St. Nick's Day.
St. Nick's Day.
That is an interesting one.
You're going to have to go all out this year, man. You're just going to have to go crazy with it.
So
lots of candy.
So I'm seeing on here they're saying stockings. Seth, you're saying in the shoes.
Yeah, we did shoes. Yeah. Yep.
So traditionally, I can give you a little bit of history here.
Cool.
Because Wisconsin has such a large German population and so many of our ancestors are German, that's why I would theorize. I didn't find that in my history search here quick, but that's why I would theorize this is a popular Wisconsin tradition.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, they would put their shoes, they polish their shoes and they put them outside of their doors, make sure their rooms are tidy and they put their toys away. And some of them would even leave a little bit of hay or straw for St. Nicholas's donkey.
Oh, that's great.
He's got a donkey. Of course he does.
Yeah. And then they would wake up to find candy, gold coins, James, and even small treats on December 6th.
Huh. Wow.
That's really cool.
So they put them out on the 5th. It's also a tradition in the Netherlands. Where they called him a Sinterklaas.
Sinterklaas, yes.
Yeah, Sinterklaas. Yes.
Yep. And they would do the same thing: carrots, hay, or carrots in their shoes, and then they were told during the night Sinterklaas rides in on roofs with his horse, and that a peat would come down the chimney or through a window and put presents or candy in their shoes.
Wow, that's cool.
Very nice work, Melissa.
Yeah.
Very nice work. One of the things that I've always wondered about, when we put out cookies for Santa Claus, like, one, is that good for his diabetes? I'm just kidding. We never leave anything out for the reindeer. Since I was a little kid, I've wondered about that. And I kind of always expected to hear an answer to that. And I've never really heard a reason why we don't leave anything for the reindeer. They're working pretty hard.
They are.
They're called haystack cookies.
Oh. Are those good? So. I remember occasionally growing up leaving a carrot out.
Oh, right.
For the reindeer. Yeah. Just like once or twice doing it.
So, I like that. I like that idea.
Didn't want to confuse St. Nick, you know.
No. He's eating the carrot. He's giving the cookies to the reindeer, you know, and they're all on sugar. And they're flying all over the place.
That's
like
how
crazy.
They do it. That's how he does it in one night. That's what he does.
Oh, yeah. Sugar.
It's the sugar rush. That's
it. Sugar.
Yep.
Is that what we're calling it?
It's your answer to everything.
We got to go ahead and calm down. We got to calm down. We got to take a break. Come back. We're already coming too hot.
More sugar.
We will go ahead and take a quick commercial break. I did want to touch on a couple of things real quick before that, though. Looking at yesterday's schedule, we had some great high school basketball on our sister station, WIRI. For those that did not get a chance to listen, where were you?
calling you out.
Nacoosa took on Northern Lutheran. Northern Lutheran 51, Nacoosa 44. Girls, you get them next time. Hang in there, paper makers.
Mm-hmm.
And keep on listening to these airwaves and our sister station for more great high school coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Great job by Randy and Don in that one. A little bit looking at the rest of our schedule, the three of us are done hanging out this morning at 10 o'clock. We will kick off one more morning magazine for the week. We are going to welcome in part one, Representative Scott Krug. Haven't gotten to talk to Scott in a little while. Looking forward to catching up with him. And then in part two, we will catch up with the gang from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's latest production, their Christmas production, Miracle on 34th Street. I should say their holiday production.
Yeah.
This is coming up. We got the director Susan, a handful of the cast on. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a great way to wrap up the week.
Yes, indeed.
Awesome.
A quick look at our sports schedule a little bit later tonight on right here on WFHR. It is a puck night. Wisconsin taking on Michigan.
Ooh.
All that matters is Wisconsin and Michigan. You didn't even need me to tell you it's hockey. They could be playing anything tiddlywinks. It doesn't matter. It's a Big Ten matchup, and it's a rivalry game.
Mm-hmm.
6:30 puck drops right here at WFHR. Tomorrow at 2:30, we got Wisconsin men's basketball versus Marquette. That is a huge game. It's a big one no matter what, anytime. Those two, that rivalry.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody's noticed. Marquette is on fire, like literally. I don't know what Shaka has gotten into those kids, man, but they are booking down the court like faster. I watched some of the game yesterday. It's incredible to me how fast these kids are. He really focused on speed and agility with this class.
Wow.
He's got a really nice team. It's going to be cool to see how they develop that team throughout the course of the tournament or by the course of the season here.
Yep. That's sugar. Cookie. Yes, sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar. Right on.
Feed a bunch of cookies before they got there.
WIRI this Saturday at 3:55 has more high school basketball. Tentatively, we're hoping to have Lincoln High School girls basketball hosting Mensha. Randy and Don hopefully going to call that one. And, of course, all of this we will cover on Monday's Playmakers. Be sure to join us for that.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Come back and have some more fun here on Mornings on WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the update. Be sure to join us at 8 o'clock. Be here around 8, and we'll be joined live and direct from our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you at 7:19 on the clock on this 2nd of December, and it's time for us to get into our National Day of Calendar.
Cool.
And we take a look, and today is, National Mutt Day. It's my day. It's this day for people like me that got, the whole United Nations in them.
That's
and
right.
Everything. And everything. Oh, no. It's about dogs. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No. Well, that's cool, too, though.
I thought it was my day, too.
Yeah.
I always referred to myself as a mutt.
Same here, Mom. Yeah. Well, we can talk about our furry friends here and our kin, furry-wise, our furry kin. Forget about pure breed dogs on this day, National Mutt Day. Mixed breeds and mutts are what it's all about. Although the word mutt can sometimes have a negative connotation in the English language, it simply means that the dog's parents were not registered and were not both of the same breed. Other terms for this might be mixed breed. This truly has no bearing on the quality of the dog because mutts can still be amazing pets.
Of course.
Absolutely.
How many people have really had a pure breed dog?
Not many, I'd have to say.
Ones that paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
Very good point.
I got to think the majority of us that grew up with dogs or had dogs, and I didn't grow up with dogs, but have had dogs or what have you, it was, you know, mixed breed dogs.
Absolutely.
One of the things that dogs do so many things for us, I genuinely believe one of the things that they have helped do is make the term mutt or mixed breed more... kosher, if you will,
acceptable,
culture.
Maybe.
As somebody who is this and used to get teased it back in the day when in my old neighborhood in Chicago and everything, I used to walk around like kind of flinching at that word a little bit and stuff. Nowadays, it's much more accepted. It's something that I wear like a badge, and proud of.
Much
well,
more.
And I-
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Seth.
Well, it's
no, you first.
No, you. No. It's more of an affectionate term now, too.
Yeah.
It's much more of a, it's like, you mutt, you know, that kind of thing, so.
Well, and also, I'm no expert on this, so, but haven't there been issues with them pure breeding dogs?
Oh, yeah.
To, like, what happened with the pit bulls?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where they couldn't eat anymore because they bred them to such an extent that it caused them harm.
Yeah, the genetic material got so thin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. While I'm not a fan of breeding breeds just because you want to see what it looks like and some rich person wants a dog like this or whatever,
right.
Some of that is really dangerous. We've talked before about bulldogs and their breathing and some of that kind of thing. This is the essence of life, really.
It is
breeds, you know, breeding.
Yeah. Diversity is healthy.
That's right.
Yes. Very well said, Melissa. It's National Fritters Day.
I like me some fritters.
Yeah.
Fritters are yummy.
They are really good. Do you have a favorite kind? I like pineapple.
I just say that my default for everything, blueberry. It's got blueberries in it, I'm there. Yeah.
You know, I don't think I've had anything besides apple.
Oh, apple
oh, really?
Is really
okay.
good. Apple
yeah.
is really good.
But I'm looking at these like... savory ones that sound
yeah. yes
clam or shrimp fritters bring it on
those sound pretty good.
I would definitely try those. That sounds really good. It's National Fake Fur Day. I'm saying that right, Seth?
It's faux fur, but faux you're fur. Right. It's
okay,
fake. Yep.
Okay. Faux is fake, right?
Faux is fake, yeah.
Okay. I really had to double check. Yeah. I really did. Since man first started killing animals and wearing their skins, furs have been all the rage. Beaver fur, other kinds of fur. And we're going to use... if it had four legs and fuzzy exterior, we were going to use it to keep ourselves warm.
Right.
Well, you kind of had to.
Yeah. To be fair, in ages past, fur was utterly necessary. Mm-hmm. The same thing that kept our prey animals warm during the winter was being borrowed to help our ancestors survive the same.
Right.
I think that fake fur, real fur, like, teach their own. I've never liked the look. It's never been a look to me that I wanted to wear, and I've never seen it on somebody and said, oh, that looks amazing. I have never seen, and I'm not going to go throwing, you know, fake blood on people or anything like that. I just have never seen the appeal. A bearskin rug, things like that, I kind of get a little bit. But I'm not, I have nothing, I understand hunting, and I understand the purposes of hunting. I just personally don't have any real interest in it. My experience with guns is very different than most people's experience with guns out here.
Right, exactly.
And so it's a very different situation. For me, you know, if you're going to hunt, use the entire animal. I would think that that's, you know, from what all my friends that are hunters tell me, that is what you should do. That is a big part of it.
Well, and it's funny to me that, like you said, James, it's never been an attractive thing, you know, furs of any kind. It seems to be historically more of a status symbol, which there's got to be some kind of irony here where it's like our primitive ancestors had to wear fur, but now you could do it because you can afford it?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
It's very weird.
Well, it's a little bit of a dominance thing.
Yeah,
that too.
You know, we've dominated the animal population to the point where we can choose to wear their skins.
That's true.
It's a little creepy in some ways.
It's a little sad, too.
Yeah.
That too.
It reminds me of, and again, I think that these kind of hunters I'm about to talk about put a bad name on hunting in general, but I'm talking about those rich people that go over to Africa and they
Safari,
They numb an elephant or they, tranquilize an elephant so that they can hunt it or whatever, and then they take these pictures like they're some big man. man. Like, oh, look what I did. You didn't do jack, man. You didn't do nothing. Like, these people never realize how corny they look, how lame they look. Like, you look like less of a man than you did 5 seconds ago, man.
It's
like,
true.
You really do. And I'm not the only person thinking that. I would say 99% of the people I know who, you know, quite a few of them are hunters themselves, agree with the same thing. They put a bad name on it. And it just shows that you're overcompensating. I'm sorry. It does. National Bartender Day.
Thank your bartenders.
Thank you.
Tip your bartenders, I should say. Yes. They appreciate that more.
Thank your bartenders. We lose Melissa again. We lost Melissa.
Oh,
again,
no.
We?
Yeah. Oh, bummer. Well, hopefully she'll jump back in.
Yeah, we hope so. You know, I think I would like to think that we've all met Jesus.
Yes, she is. Scared us, man. Woo. Oh, goodness.
Oh. All right. Behind the curtain look, everybody. Only one of my headphones is working.
Oh, no.
Only one of them has been working the last couple of days. And so I've just been kind of working around it.
Yeah.
It happens to be my right one. My right side was turned to where Melissa usually is in the studio. So when she said that, it felt like a jump scare. It felt like she was popping out at me. Like. That was great. I got to go back and listen to that.
Oh, man.
Good to have you back, Mel.
Yep, here I am.
We're talking about National Bartender Day.
Well, and as a former bartender in a wine bar, you know, to be fair, which is not your traditional bar, I can say you guys are amazing. I appreciate all of you, and keep going.
Yeah.
Because everybody needs an unpaid therapist.
I genuinely think that if you are a bartender for more than 2 to 5 years, you deserve college credits towards a psychology degree.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm only half joking, like 5% joking on that. Like, it's really, we've all met good bartenders, and that's a big part of it. They're great listeners. Mm-hmm. Not just that they get your drink right, but they listen to you and your problems. They listen to you and your happiness. They listen to you when you're drunk and you're telling people you don't even know you love them. It's really an underappreciated job in our society.
So tip them well.
Treat bartenders well.
Yeah.
Finally for today, calendar, work with me here. Come on. There we go. It's play basketball day.
All right.
See ya.
Play ball.
See ya. I'm out.
He's out the door.
That's a baseball thing.
Even wore my. I, you were trying though, Melissa.
I was trying.
I like what you were doing.
Give your points for that.
I even wore my gym shoes today. I am definitely going to shoot a ball around today. I love that one. Basketball is not only fun, but it's such a good exercise for you. It works out your whole entire body.
Mm-hmm.
Works out your mind. It's very good for your, just your breathing. So many different things. Basketball's great.
And it's fun.
And ball don't lie. Ball don't lie. So you got that going for you, too. It's real quick look at Saturday and Sunday here for our National Day of Calendar. Just a couple of fun things. National Make a Gift Day is Saturday.
Oh, cool.
International Disability Day is Saturday.
That's a good one.
It's a very important one.
Yep.
That is a good one.
Saturday is Let's Hug Day.
Aw.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
Just don't hug anyone who's sick, Melissa. Just be careful with that.
Yeah, ask too before you hug strangers or anything.
That too.
Yeah,
that can be creepy.
Candle Day is Saturday.
Nice.
And it's
candles are lovely.
Yeah, candles are great. And it's Global Fat Bike Day on Saturday.
Are you calling my bike fat?
I noticed. I just thought.
Tires are a little big. I'm just saying, you know.
Moving on.
Those are really cool bikes, though. I've seen them riding. Yeah. They can ride in snow and everything.
Yes.
It's actually pretty cool.
I've ridden a couple. They're awesome. They're awesome.
Are they harder to pedal?
Yes. Well, I guess. Yeah. Especially because of depending on the terrain you're in.
That's true. Yeah.
They're a lot of fun, though. On Sunday, it is World Wildlife Conservation Day.
Another good one.
Yeah.
Talking about animals. Yeah.
Very good one.
Yes.
Thankfully, there are, you know, a lot of good news when it comes to a lot of animals that were on the endangered list that have come off it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there are some that have come onto it as well. Mm-hmm. Conservation is incredibly important. And one of the coolest things about being alive in 2022 is that we're starting to get to see so many of the conservation efforts that they made in the 70s and the early 80s. The fruits of that come to, you know, fruition now.
Exactly.
And anybody who wanted to say, I don't know about this conservation, now we don't just have data. We've got living proof right here and there and all these other places throughout the world.
It's really cool.
Really does go a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday is also National Santa's List Day. Got to get on that list.
You got to get on the good list, man.
Just one year, I'd like to be on there before December, you know? Just once. Every year, cutting it right to the end.
It's December.
I know. Trust me, I know. The days are ticking here. I've got, 22, 23 days here to get this right?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Everybody, you are looking great today, by the way. Everybody out there is looking amazing today.
You have to be sincere.
You saw everybody today, James.
Fine. No, I didn't. Dang it. So close.
Trying to find loopholes all the time, man.
Shortcuts
don't count.
Even if I'm naughty, I still get some cookies Sunday because it's National Cookie Day.
There you go. Consolation prize.
Every day is National Cookie Day for me. Every day. So you guys go ahead and celebrate however you want.
Yeah, right. I'm going to celebrate right now.
I want some cookies. Man.
Go to, especially this time of year, what's your go-to cookie? I think I asked my dad this immediately. Like, I almost didn't finish the sentence, snickerdoodle. Like, snickerdoodle, Jimmy. And I don't know if I've ever heard him say snickerdoodle. And in that accent, in that voice, nickerdoodle. You know? I'm like, did you say nickerdoodle? Like, nickerdoodle.
Oh, man.
Go-to cookie.
This time of year for me is the white sugar cookie cutout.
Oh,
with
the classic.
And yeah. Sprinkles and decorating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always what my mom made in December, and I want them so bad.
I thought of my mom, too. Yeah, that's a really good one.
My mom used to make these really cool candy cane cookies that you get some white dough and then some food coloring on some, make some red dough, and then you
and
twist
sprinkle
them together and then put a bend in them. You bake them.
Oh,
there's
my gosh.
They're awesome. They're some of the best. You can even put a little peppermint extract in there, so they got a little peppermint to them, too.
I
got
to try those.
Those are good, yeah.
I am crashing your parents' Christmas party.
Seth, you should make them.
Yeah.
I've tried to in the past. They didn't turn out so well.
Are you much of a baker or cooker?
Makes perfect.
Cooking, I can do. I'm fine with cooking. Baking, no. I have to go turn to Beth for that one. She's the baker in the family.
Oh,
yeah.
Beth is really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
We'll take a break right here. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun. We have coming up the most underrated Christmas gifts. The most underrated Christmas gifts coming up for you right here. Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's a good one.
Silver bells. He gets the singer on that one?
It's Christmas time. It's a country singer.
It is.
Is that
Roger?
Gospel?
No.
Nope.
Not Randy. No. I know it. I actually do know it. Not Clint Black, is it?
Nope.
No.
No. Alan Jackson.
Dang it.
That was Alan Jackson.
I didn't know it. No, I was wrong. I did not know it.
I wanted to throw a little
that's a good one,
country Christmas in there, too. So.
I like that.
Made me want it to be snowing outside.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't it the one day of the year, though, that you really don't mind the snow? Is
as
Christmas
long as you
day?
Don't have to travel in it.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, you're right. That's if I have to pick a day, either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, then all right, you can have your snow.
Yeah. A little bit later in the hour, we're going to get into the most underrated Christmas gifts. Right now, I want to touch on 4 tips to make your holiday travel smoother. See how we transition there?
Nice.
Oh, that's a segue. That's
very good. You planned it.
Segue 101, everybody. If you had a rough time traveling for Thanksgiving, hopefully you don't have to do it all over again this month. But if you do, here are 4 tips to make your holiday travels smoother. Plan ahead. If you're driving, have an alternate route picked out ahead of time in case of bad weather, closures, or other issues.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're flying, good luck. No,
If you're flying, have an idea of what other flights are available in case of long delays or cancellations.
Absolutely. Because you never know the weather. Of course, that's always number one. And then with some of the other issues that they've been facing lately, you need to have at least... I know there's only so much you can do when you're flying to do an alternate route, but just try your best and see what you can come up with.
You know, it's almost like playing my favorite board game, Ticket to Ride. Somebody steals your route, you got to have an alternate route ready.
That's true.
Nice.
That's true. And but I know, James, you haven't played it before, but I have played Ticket to Ride. We actually have that game as well. I have one very serious problem with that game, though. Because one of the cities they list, they list a city that's marked on the map as Minneapolis-St. Paul in Minnesota. They call it Duluth, which I'm glad Duluth is in there, but that's not where Duluth is.
No, they're all approximate.
No, whatever.
None of them are exactly where they're supposed to. Come on.
I do not accept that.
It is not a map to scale.
No, it's not.
Number two. It's great. I can let you guys keep going.
Just keep arguing.
Number two, don't jam your itinerary. It can be tempting to try to pack in too much while traveling for the holidays, like trying to meet up with all your extended family and old friends.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I think this is the danger of me if I were to go on vacation, because I never have. I would try so hard to get so much into the weekend or the week or whatever. I got to keep that kind of thing in mind for when I do, 5 years from now, actually do take that vacation. Number three on the list, stay hydrated. It's important even during colder months. Staying hydrated helps improve your mood and energy levels.
I would add
your immune system.
Yes, I would add that it's actually more important because you don't think about it as much in the winter. In the cold, you don't think about that, but you can become dehydrated just as easy in the winter months. So just, keep that in mind, everybody.
Think about all that dry air.
Exactly.
You know?
Your immune system will be improved, as Melissa touched on. It's also really good for your skin, which, your skin dries up much easier in the winter. Mm-hmm. There's no reason not to drink water. Our bodies want it. It's begging for it. Give it water.
Give it water.
Water yourselves. I mean, come on.
Pretend
we're
you're
just houseplants with more really complicated emotions.
I don't know. I've met a couple of spider plants that have some real attitude. I'm telling you.
Whatever. Spider plants are the easiest plants to keep alive.
I know, but they have that. No, I'm just kidding.
And rest. Rest. It's so easy to have your sleep schedule ruined when you're traveling, but getting enough rest is vital to keep you functional at your best. And it also, I mean, there are not many people that are not crabby when they don't get enough sleep.
Yeah, and then add on traveling to that.
That is just going to make it that much worse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the time you actually get to your destination, all you want to do is sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting rest where you can, being well rested before your trip is, I think, important too. They don't really mention that, but I think that's a big part of this too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right.
Is there anything you can think of that they don't have on the, I would say, as far as the planning ahead, and by now, especially the Midwesterners, our fellow Midwesterners out there have already done this probably, but having that wonderful kit in your car for if you your car breaks down or anything like that.
It may seem like a nuisance until you're in the situation where you need it.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you want to have it with you if you are ever in that situation.
Also, pack snacks.
Food.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, food is very important. Yep.
That is a good one. That is a really good one.
And water. Can't get enough water.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you're flying, bring an empty water bottle. You can fill it once you get through security.
Yep, because they have, most airports now have nice, and their water fountains, they have things to fill
the bottle fillers.
Yeah, bottle fillers. Wow.
we'll fix it in post.
In the bubbler. Yeah. Bottle filler in the bubbler.
And if I could just put the cherry on top of this, give yourself, give others grace, give strangers grace.
Yes, please.
If we can't do it year round, let's at least do it this month. I mean, we should do it year round.
We should
take a holiday, but give into the season and embrace it, and be good to each other.
Right. Yeah. Remember, when you're traveling, especially on airlines, you're all in it together.
Yes.
You are all in it together. So
literally.
Exactly. You're all packed in there together.
Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of sardines trying to get to your destination.
That's it. So be kind.
we'll take a break here. We'll come back and we will dive into the most underrated Christmas gifts. Coming up on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you at 7:47 on the clock. Don't forget, 8 o'clock hour, we will have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, and we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Going to play a line from a famous Christmas movie. You get the Christmas movie right, and you'll win two crockery mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. All that coming up.
Nice.
Right now, it's the holiday shopping season, so what do you buy for someone who has everything? Well, you could just get them something practical that you know they'll use, like toilet paper or a towel, you know, or whatever. Anything.
Toilet paper. Socks. That's a good one. I like that one.
There are some go-tos. People online are talking about the most underrated gifts they've received, and there's a lot of practical stuff on it, so here are the highlights.
Okay.
And this isn't, it doesn't look like it's any, in necessarily any order or anything, so we'll start from the bottom, because Melissa hit it on the head. Socks. Number one on there. You want to know, you know, how you're getting older?
Mm-hmm.
It's the joy that you take from getting these kind of gifts.
Yes.
The day that I opened up, like, a thing of socks and like, held them up above my head like they were Simba and the Lion King or something, I knew, okay, I'm old.
Yes.
Now I'm official.
And there is nothing wrong with that.
No.
Not a thing wrong with that. The only problem is that, like James here, I have a problem with big feet. Yeah. So yeah. I would never get the right, I mean, I have to get my socks at, like, special places because they're so it's very annoying.
You don't want tight socks.
No, I hate struggling to put socks on in the morning.
I hate ankle socks.
Yeah.
Ugh. I hate ankle. They're pointless. Yes. They're pointless. They don't stay on my feet.
Might as well go barefoot.
They're basically just like gloves for my toes.
Even worse though, James? Is the socks that women have to wear inside some of their shoes that only covers their toes and their heel.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to let you in on a little insider thing that I haven't told anybody. Okay, I told one person. During my opening night of my one-woman show, about 10 minutes in, the sock on my left foot slid off my heel, and I spent the entire show with that sock half on.
That's right.
Because there was no way I could fix it.
Nope. You were up there. You had to keep going.
Nope.
The
next night, I did not wear socks.
Good idea.
Right. Nice. Wow. Didn't notice a thing, Mel.
Didn't
notice a thing. That's really cool. Good on you. I had a contact fallout once in a show.
Oh.
And I had to do the whole show with, like, half vision.
That's weird.
It was horrible. Yeah. Next on the list, quality coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's always
that's
a good one.
Gift.
As long as they like to drink coffee.
Yes.
Right. Otherwise, it's kind of rude.
Probably a good point.
Hey,
you should drink coffee.
There is never a time that coffee is not a bad gift.
That's
coffee
right.
Coffee is always a good gift.
It is, yes.
Because even if they don't drink coffee, they can always re-gift it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A one-time vehicle detail or landscaping service.
Oh.
You know, I go with the vehicle detail.
Yeah, but that I've never even thought of that
never
before.
Never thought of it. That's an awesome idea.
That's a great awesome idea. Thing. Yeah.
I mean, granted, it's not cheap because I think vehicle detailing can cost anywhere from a couple hundred to quite a bit.
Depends on, Yeah.
But I do like the gift certificate kind of thing for something like that is not a really cool idea. I never would have thought of something like that. Interesting. Next on the list, I want you to keep in mind that you want to know the person, know your audience. It's a phrase you've heard me say since my first day at radio here. Know your audience. Underwear.
Oh.
Probably don't want to get this for your coworkers. Probably not a good idea there. But, you know, maybe other people, significant others and others. And maybe.
Now I got to return the gift for Melissa.
Yeah. I tried to tell you, man.
Don't do it. I actually need them, Seth.
Okay.
I'm not sure if she's a boxers person, but go ahead.
Go ahead. You never know. Maybe she'll like them.
Maybe.
No, I've always been curious about those. They do make them for women.
That's true. They do. Yeah.
Very true.
Call them bloomers.
So someone said toilet paper. In this case, it was a white elephant gift, but they got him 124 pack of toilet paper.
Wow.
They said everyone.
That's pretty awesome.
They said everyone laughed and thought it was funny, but then they said, "I've never received a gift as amazing as that."
Seriously.
That I can't even imagine how much, like, I want to say it's a year's worth. I don't think it's that much, but I mean, you ain't going to have to buy toilet paper for a while.
Yeah, a couple months. Yeah.
I do especially,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I do like it. If you're going to do it, go all out.
Yeah. Yes. Do the, like, a whole bunch. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, but that's a white elephant gift. And traditionally those are like, you know, things you have around your house that you just don't want.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Toilet paper was not the case there. It was a brand that they didn't like or, you know, who knows?
Another person said their grandma would give them random toiletries, including deodorant, toothpaste, and Q-tips, and they appreciated that.
That's a good one. Q-tips are always handy.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. Yeah.
I really want a reusable Q-tip. Because Q-tips are something that you go through a ton of them and they get thrown away. And they make ones that you can just wash and use again.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them, yes.
I've heard about that. I haven't looked enough into it, though. But that is one of those things that's always bugged me. Because I know that they tell us, you know, Q-tips, you shouldn't be using them the way that we've been using them and all this. And there's got to be a better way. That's interesting.
Yeah.
One person said their grandparents paid their gas bill for Christmas and they thought that was cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, that is a really cool thing.
Inventive. Yeah. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like that one.
How about nice, comfortable pajamas?
That was where on my list often.
Just some pajamas. Let's, you know, who doesn't like pajamas?
Pajamas are great.
Yeah, and I think it was 2 years ago, one of my really good friends got me a pair of pajama pants with pockets.
Oh, there you go. Here's a little side note. Melissa, please feel free to correct me. Any clothes that you are buying for a woman, pockets. Make sure it has pockets.
Yes. Why? Usable pockets, not fake pockets.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I've always
tiny pockets.
I've always wondered why they never made women's clothes with pockets.
Oh.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Seth.
I know, but... You know,
I'll tell you why. Because you got a bunch of guys designing this stuff.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Men are not thinking about these things.
Yes, and
like they should be.
I'm not being altruistic here.
Yeah,
I'm because I'm tired of being a donkey. Okay, of carrying all the stuff in my pockets. No, they can carry their stuff in their own. I got stuff for my pockets already.
You would think that alone would have gotten a guy to finally look at a woman's like pants or something and say, "Hey, maybe we should give them pockets."
Yeah, right.
Right. Well, and they don't like carrying their purses either.
No,
like,
that's true.
Hold this purse for me. No. Can't tell you how many times I've heard that from a guy.
I have never turned that down. Anytime a woman has ever asked me to hold a purse, I've done it in fights before, too, where I did not want to.
I'm not with any of those guys anymore. So.
Yeah, right.
It might be part of the
Nicely reason. Said. Nicely done.
That's it.
Grocery or gas gift cards. In the past, it may have seemed like this is something you'd give someone and they'd feel, you know, kind of poor or weird or whatever. Now, who wouldn't want free money?
Oh, I'm seriously.
Or for gas and groceries.
Right. Hey, I'm all for it, man.
Yep, yeah.
Bring it on.
Similar to that, restaurant gift cards, especially for local non-chain restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, I think that we do this. We have to walk this line here. I don't want to. I don't think any of us are looking to get rid of all of the, you know, fast food chains.
No.
But you can do a, you know, a give and take of this. Mm-hmm. You can go to those places, but you know, things like this when it comes to gift and gift cards, I say always go local. Mm-hmm. We've got a million great restaurants and bars and different places around here that people like to go to. You know, if you know the person that you're getting this for and you know their hangouts. Get them a gift card for one of their hangouts. Get them, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, make sure it's someplace that they're actually going to use because gift cards for small businesses can be a liability if they're not used.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. And to be fair, you know, we also have a lot of local chain restaurants are owned by local people as well.
Yes.
So we got to keep that in mind, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just to add on to this, because it's in grocery, gas, restaurants, Stoiber Healthcare, places like that, getting a massage or those kind of things.
Massage, that's the best.
Mm-hmm. Especially this time of year where you're going to be sore from shoveling. You're already sore from shoveling if you haven't, even though you haven't done it yet.
I'm just thinking about it and I'm sore.
Yeah.
I got a kink in my back that just immediately like, hey, I'm over here. How you doing?
Did you miss me?
I'll be seeing you in a month.
I've been waiting all year for this moment.
See you soon, Jimmy. It's a little pain in the back. It's a pain in the neck. That's bad. That was horrible. I want to apologize to everybody for that joke.
That was classic. It's going in the Hall of Fame.
A premium subscription to like Spotify or HBO Max, that can get a little costly, but if it's something that you can swing, that's a really nice gift. That's a really cool gift to be able to do. I will say, though, that is the gift that does not keep on giving, because if you get used to having a subscription the next year and you're paying it out of your own pocket, it's a little like when it's all well and good to give somebody an animal for a holiday or a birthday or something like that. I love the intent and the heart of it, but I think more people need to think that one through. And you know, are you really, hey, I got you a dog. Okay, how am I going to feed this dog? How am I going to get it to vets? How am I going to, you know, pay for its, you know, getting its hair cut, all these things.
Yeah.
If you don't think they can afford that animal, don't get them that animal.
Yeah, that one, you have to be very careful about how they can take care of it afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, you do. Sure. You need to know that somebody wants one. Yep. Somebody tell my boyfriend to get me a cat.
Nice.
Aaron, you don't know me, but... Melissa told me to tell you.
Seth and I are just going to go bombard him with that type of thing. And then wrapping up the list, a nice tote filled with non-perishables like soup and crackers and cookies, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nice sheets or towels.
Oh, wow. Yes.
That's hilarious. I just said towels as a joke, but it's actually on the list.
Hey. I got towels from my stepmom one year, and I'm still using them. I really appreciate
that's
it.
That's great.
It's really not a bad gift.
Yeah, it really is.
How about an extra phone chargers or wire organizers?
Oh, I got one of those from my parents a couple years ago, like a tower that you can charge. And electrical outlets. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we use that so much. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think if you look around your own house or apartment and kind of the things that you value, you might be able to get some gift ideas that way too.
Exactly.
Yeah, useful gadgets.
And it's not on this list, but I really think this year, and I'm not speaking for myself necessarily or anything like that, but I don't want to say go small this year, but I don't think you necessarily have to think so big. You know, there aren't many people, many houses, many families out there that aren't hurting this year. Focus on the heart of the gift and not so much the price tag. I think that will go a lot farther this year and this particular year than in years past, maybe, or even going forward.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a good idea.
The intent behind it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break here. We'll play some CBS News. We'll come back with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. We'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, Culver Star of the Day, all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.